This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, Arts Ballet Theater of Florida opens The Fairy Doll by Joseph Baer. The Dresden Philharmonic has two concerts at the Kravis Center, and a world-class pianist opens a month-long music festival on Sanibel Island. The 29th annual Sanibel Music Festival kicks off on Tuesday the 3rd, and this year, the gold medalist from the 10th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition launches the festival. It's John Nakamatsu. John has been a part of the festival several times, and he said he's always glad to come back, not just for the music, but for the people.
It's a very special feeling to go back there, and I love being there. It's such a pleasure to be going back.
John was giddy about this trip to South Florida. Before the festival, he'll be on the jury for the 2015 National Chopin Piano Competition in Miami.
That was the competition that pre-Cliburn kind of started my performing in a bigger way, and it brought me to Sanibel.
That was 20 years ago, and when he left the competition, he went directly to Sanibel to perform in the festival, just like this trip.
After the last day of the competition, be renting a car and driving directly to Sanibel and playing the recitals. It'll be quite an amazing journey, I think.
And the program? It can be boiled down to one word.
I think just the key word, lyricist, is the running thread.
Schubert, Mozart, Chopin, and a piece you'll find on John's most recent recording, Papillon by Robert Schumann. Papillon was inspired by a book that Schumann was reading at the time, one about a masked ball.
At this masked ball, you know, there were many different characters, and Schumann just illustrated them musically. So each little section of this piece is a character sketch of one or more scenes in this party.
John Nakamatsu opens the 2015 Sanibel Music Festival Tuesday the 3rd at 8 p.m., Sanibel Congregational Church. For a complete listing of all the festival's events and to get tickets, visit sanibelmusicfestival.org. One of the things you can count on from Arts Ballet Theater of Florida is plenty of classic Russian repertoire, but they also do ballets you might not be familiar with. Lillian Hill is a dancer with Arts Ballet Theater of Florida. She said their next program is Fairy Doll by Joseph Baer.
Fairy Doll takes place in a toy shop. In the second act, all the dolls come to life. Eventually, the dolls go back to where they are. The toy maker comes in the morning and finds the kids sleeping in the middle of the toy shop.
This ballet is a bit of a spectacle. The dancers have very elaborate and colorful costumes, and the scenery, you've got to see it. It's all digitally produced.
And this is the one that we will be having the digital backdrops. So it's colorful costumes and a beautiful backdrop, and then on top of it, very diverse dancing.
Program 3, Fairy Doll, with Arts Ballet Theater of Florida. Next Saturday the 7th at 7 p.m. and Sunday the 8th at 3 p.m. at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center. Then the following weekend at the Broward Center. You can get tickets online at artsballettheater.org. The list of impressive artists visiting the Kravis Center continues next week with an orchestra that was founded in 1870. Here's the Kravis Center's Sharon McDaniel.
March 2nd will be one of two programs by the great, legendary Dresden Philharmonic. So we're finally, after several times of missing them, getting the Dresden Phil back.
For the 8 p.m. concert on Monday the 2nd, the program includes the Symphony No. 4 by Brahms, and cellist Johannes Moser joins the group for the Rococo Variations by Tchaikovsky.
And he indeed went to Russia and won the Tchaikovsky competition with that work. So he's one of those nice, sexy, young star performers. He really is developing a personality, too.
The Dresden Philharmonic also plays on Tuesday the 3rd at 2 p.m. with Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. For details and tickets, visit kravis.org. The character Shu in ancient Chinese signifies books, written characters, and the act of writing. A solo exhibition of Shu art is now on view at Frost Art Museum with artist Zhu Bing. It's a monumental installation that helps create new means of communication. Zhu Bing, Writing Between Heaven and Earth, on view now through May 24th at the Frost Art Museum. Visit frost.fiu.edu for more information. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.